Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition since 1988. We've got Steve, who's got a big project he's working on at his home. Let's see how we can help him dive through it. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Long time listener, first time caller. I have a situation where I'm going to build an addition on my house. And part of that addition is going to be a kitchen, so I'm going to tap into the sewer system. As we're investigating this, it looks like the sewer system that I'm going to tap into, there is a crack where the ABS, a part of the sewer that goes back underneath the house, there's a crack at that junction that needs to be repaired. So I'm asking myself, would it be a good idea, and how do you go about replacing any part of the old cast iron system that's underneath the house? Do you do it from the outside, or do you do it down from the inside?
And we're talking about an older home, it sounds like, with cast iron.
Yeah, we're talking about an old home in Old Town Scottsdale, about 60, 65 years old.
Gosh, what a great place to live. Steve, there are lining services that can come in and water jet the old system. They run a camera through it, take a look at the existing conditions, and use their experience determining, is this a good candidate for water jetting, water blasting, cleaning it out, and relining it? And that can be done from all above ground. But it's tricky. But I will tell you this, and you would think, or you would hope, that it would be less expensive than saw cutting everything and digging it all out and relaying through the house. It's not much less expensive than just replacing the sewer line. But if your system hasn't gotten to the point that it's so far gone, it's an excellent solution for everything under the house. And then once we're going to do an addition and we can excavate the line at the footing where we know there's a crack, well, we can handle that. We can break the pipe. It can be tricky depending on the condition of that cast iron. Once you put your cast iron breaker on there, you don't want to collapse it farther and farther and farther back. But a good experienced plumber ought to be able to excavate that and look at it. And then, of course, anything you attach to that, you're going to want it to be in ABS for all of the new work. So,
but what relining? I've not heard of that before.
Yeah, it came out really about, I became aware of it about 10 or 15 years ago. They clean the existing system out. They put think of it as an epoxy balloon that they stretch down the center of the line. Then they fill it full of air so the balloon explodes out and expands to the size of the pipe, and then it cures hard. So now it's taking the pipe shape and relining it with a very smooth surface, like PVC, and it buys you another 40 years on all of those old sewer systems. My home is 60 years old. We've had it done in a section of our house that we didn't want to tear up. Be careful who you use. There's several services out there that do it, but that's one option. But as far as the addition, don't worry about that. Get a good, experienced remodeling plumber to excavate that pipe, and he'll do an assessment as to whether he can break that cast iron, cut that cast iron, saw cut that cast iron, put a no-hub connector on it, and extend it out through the rest of the kitchen with ABS pipe, and you'll be in good shape. And you live at the end of the rainbow, buddy. Old Town Scottsdale, 60-year-old homes. Most of them are masonry. Solid, solid as a bomb shelter. Good bones. Excellent investment. One of the best places in all the world to live. I hope that helps, Steve. Now, let's go to Travis, who's apparently a new relocate to Scottsdale. Let's see how we can help Travis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Very well.
I'm from Northern California. I just recently moved down here to Scottsdale.
Okay, welcome.
I'm shocked.
Well, thank you very much. We bought a downsize home, if you will. It's much smaller than the one we lived in.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get familiar with it. So I went up into the attic, and on top of the sheetrock between the ceiling joist and the attic area, there's no insulation. Looking up, there is insulation under the roof itself.
Okay.
But what concerns me as much, there's a metal duct that goes from the air handler out to each of the outlets into the rooms where in the summer we're going to be hopefully getting some air conditioning, and in the winter it's warm. But that big metal duct going through the attic isn't insulated either. It's just this big metal thing that I think in the summer is going to heat up and cool down or heat up the cold air coming from the air conditioning into the room. So I want to know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, Travis, what the home you have isn't a very old home. It can't be over about 15 years old, right?
It's 30 years old.
30. Well, then they were the very pioneers, or it's been retrofitted. The insulation they've used in your attic is called cathedral insulation, where technically, if we insulate the bottom of the roof, our attic, and completely seal the attic, then our attic never gets so hot as you have to worry about cold air going through a hot duct. As a welcome gift to you, moving into Scottsdale, Travis, I've lived in Scottsdale since 1965. I'd like to welcome you to Scottsdale. I'd like to have a whole house energy audit done on your home, and we're going to do that on my dime. We're going to have one of the Rosie certified home energy audit experts out to your house, and that'll give you an opportunity to get Arizona educated about what you can or can't expect, and it's going to be absolutely free of cost to you. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in doing? It's going to take about a half a day.
Free always sounds good.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got your information. We'll be in touch with you on Monday to get that scheduled, either with Green ID or with Rias. And it will be a great introductory lesson for you about Arizona home ownership, because it's going to be much different, Travis, than living in Northern California, that's for sure. My wife and I just finished a 6-state road trip. We came home from Sacramento, and I can't tell you the number of loaded U-Hauls that were heading this way. It was kind of heartbreaking in some respects, but they're coming, and we got to deal with it.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing to look at, the price of U-Hauls. You know, it's, if you want one to go from Arizona to California, it's very cheap. You want one from California to go east, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot readily available. I bet somebody could make money just driving U-Hauls back to California.
I believe they're doing that. I believe they're doing that. Let's see if we can welcome Nick into the conversation as we're taking care of these calls. We're here to talk about your house. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. Nick.
Morning, Rosie. I have an AC question. A brand new house. It was built in 2019. And I just thought that during the summer when the air conditioner shuts off from super cooling, that the house heats up really quick. Now, the ducts coming out into the south-facing rooms are about 10 feet from the walls. Would it be better if those ducts were closer to the walls to cool the walls more?
A house built in 2019 shouldn't be that critical a situation. It should be well enough built and well enough insulated that it shouldn't matter. When you say you've practiced super cooling, but the house heats up a lot, can you give me some metrics on that? Tell me how quick it heats up to what?
Okay, it's a 1,760 square foot house, north-south facing. All the windows on the sides, east and west, are small windows. So I'll super cool it down to, you know, I'll set it at 65. And when it shuts off, it might be down to, like, at the coolest I think I've ever gotten it is like 67. Within 45 minutes, it'll be up 5 or 6 degrees.
Oh, mercy. We've got us a problem. There's some loss of integrity in your thermal envelope somewhere. And Nick, I'm going to tell you, I just gave away my one free home energy audit I'm allowed to give per hour. But Nick, I can't encourage you more to get a hold of Rias or Green ID at the Rosie on the House website.
And 4 Energy.
And 4 Energy, absolutely.
We've got 3 great energy audit companies.
It'll cost you $99, Nick. Have them come out and thermal image your home. We've got a loss of integrity in your thermal envelope somewhere. And the thermal imaging gun will tell us that, as well as they'll do a blower door test, look for leakage in your duct system. When you've super cooled to 65, even if it's 115 degrees outside, your house ought to hold that for several hours. And if you're going up 5 to 7 degrees in 45 minutes, we have another problem. So get to rosieonthehouse.com. Take a look at the home energy audit inspectors at servicing Maricopa County area. Get that home energy audit done. And once it's done, if you want to give me a call back, I'll come out to the house and I'll cover it with you line by line to make sure. And our guys will do this already as a part of the service. But once you finish all that, if you have any other questions, call me. We your problem can be fixed.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.